Is your business stuck in one spot, struggling to grow? Our 8-week ProFit Business Accelerator at winninggym.com/grow has your back. Sign up now for easy wins. No more struggle, just straight growth. You've got this. Now let's head on back to the show.
You are listening to the Built to Grow podcast, delivering the knowledge in all things fitness business. We help gym owners win. Here are your hosts, Tim Lyons and Randy Engston.
All right, welcome back to the Built to Grow podcast. I'm your host, Tim Lyons, in studio, joined by Randy Engston. What's up, buddy?
I'm excited for this one.
Why?
Because this is what we do every day.
So it means you're excited every day?
Yeah, when this is what we're doing, for sure. This is our favorite thing to do.
I stay excited, so I don't have to get, so I don't have to get excited.
Yeah, exactly. Stay motivated.
Yeah. What are we talking about today? So the question comes up all the time from gym owners. Somewhere along the lines, they've decided or understand or finally decided that the model they're in is no longer serving them on many for many reasons, on many levels, whether it's large group training, which is most common, or even one-on-one, and it's time to switch to scalable semi-private training. And you don't want to lose it all.
Correct.
You don't want to lose all your revenue by switching, and you're afraid and you're scared and rightfully so, right?
Sure.
Like, because the unknown is scary. I don't know how this is going to happen. Well, first thing I will tell you is this is what we do, right? This is the main thing of what we do for gyms is help them switch to a new model without losing it all.
Correct.
In fact, never losing it all.
Yep.
Ever.
Yep.
Okay. So the question is, how's that happen?
Yeah. I mean, obviously we understand that you're running a business. You're reliant on that revenue. We can't just, I always use an analogy, like we're not cutting the head off the snake and hoping that it lives. You know what I mean? So with that understanding, we take that to the business. We realize, all right, your revenue's coming from what you're doing today. We want to be doing something different, but we can't just wipe the slate and just expect you to, you know, close the doors and open up a new gym next week with a different model. So it's a phased approach, right? There is the understanding that we have to migrate some of those clients over. We have to start talking about the new thing to new audiences differently, and slowly transition the business to the new model. But it's not an overnight flip of the switch, you know, drop everything and all of a sudden here we are doing something new.
Mm-hmm.
With that understanding, right, the communication and how we go about it is you know, we're clear on all of that. There's a million different things that go into it.
Finally crafted.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we've done this so many times that we know how to speak to those audiences and how to, do our best to move as much of those current clients into your new deliverable, usually at a higher price point, more revenue per client, I would say, for the gym.
Not usually, always.
I was only thinking like comparable to like a one-on-one situation maybe. But most of those people aren't doing the frequency that they would get with semi-private training, right? So yes, you're probably moving them over and the business is probably making more money because they're not doing one session a week. They can be there 3-4 times a week.
Gotcha.
So, but with that being said, like it is a phased approach, right? Everything from time in the schedule, there's so many things that we have to figure out on how to make you able to deliver semi-private that it is a transition. It is not I think that a lot of gym owners are just scared of of the loss and not clear and don't understand. It's not just throwing it out there. I think most gym owners underestimate what it takes as well.
Oh,
and they are.
That's the key. Like here, you know, what's funny is you're scared, but there's a solution that has already been proven, which is what we offer.
Well, I think that even worse.
What is scared was when I did it, when nobody had a playbook.
There was
this.
No plan. Yeah.
I did this here.
Yep.
And maybe it took us a lot longer because we were unsure, didn't know, or we know now better that there's a better way to do it, but it took us almost 2 years to switch here.
Sure.
And, you know, slowly taking things off the schedule, stop selling the large group training and only selling semi-private, and then kind of like cutting in phases and then having conversations. And then finally one day, like, this is the date. It was took 2 years. It was, sure. It was way too long. And most gyms that we work with get this done in a matter of 6 months or less. Okay. So 2 years or 6 months, you make the choice. Now, everybody that's done it in 6 months-ish wishes they did it in 3 months.
Yep.
Everybody that did it in 3 months wish they did it in 1 month. Okay. We wish we did it in 1 month. We took 2 years. And what we realize is it's so much better on the other side of this transition mm-hmm. for the clients, for you as the owner, for the coaches. It's a triple win. Okay. The clients pay a little bit more, but they get way more value.
Yep.
Okay. The coaches can get paid more because you're making more as a gym. So there's more to go around. That's obvious.
And the actual work that they're doing, they tend to like.
Yeah, like, yeah, exactly. Now I will say large group training in general is pretty easy to train. Semi-private, it's going to take some more brain cells.
Sure.
Now we have tools like Semi-Private Pro that make this super simple. But what you're going to find is let's just say you have a revenue goal of $1 million. You don't need 500 clients anymore.
Exactly.
You need a couple hundred clients, maybe in 180, depending on your yep. price points. And it, all of a sudden, you get way more from less clients. And with less clients means less stress, less problems. Just like more clients, you know, it's interesting when we go back and look at the type of client, I mean, this is no knock on a type of person, but it was very interesting where all the complaints were coming from. It was the lowest paying clients in the gym were making all the noise.
Yep. Squeaky wheels.
And it was interesting because there was this kind of, during the transition, we had cut so much of our schedule off to replace with semi-private because we're filling up, we're getting packed, and it's like we don't want you here anymore, honestly, but we're gonna give you a couple sessions just to like make it easy. We didn't need their revenue anymore for these clients, and all they did was bitch and complain.
Yeah,
like we'll give you this, but they didn't want it. And so eventually most all of them left after a certain point. Like we converted so many of them. And then the other funny thing was, okay, so those were the guys that made all the complaints. So if you're nodding your head, you know exactly who I'm talking about. You all have these clients in your gym that don't pay. They're grandfathered in from like 7 years ago, and they still want to tell you how to run your business. And if you do some change, they're the first one to tell you how big of a mistake that is. And you're like, you know what, Mrs. Johnson, you've been paying, you need to raise your rates. Let's go ahead and raise Mrs. Johnson's rates today. We'll do a whole episode on raising rates. Sure. How about that? However, then the other side of the fence is when you had we had the two memberships going on for a while, we always gave the semi-private training clients access to the large group stuff, mm-hmm. but they never did it. And I know why. Because we positioned semi-private as a premium and elite better product than large group training. They never wanted to do it.
Sure.
It was very interesting because for many years we had both. Mm-hmm. We had levels, right? We had like the unlimited and then two time a week and all this stuff. But we did such a great job of saying, like, if semi-private is the best product that we have on this piece of paper, that you're not even going to want to do large group training. So when we took it away, it wasn't like when we took yoga and spin away where half the gym got pissed off because they weren't using it. The semi-private training clients did not care.
Yeah.
They weren't using it anyway, and they knew it was a superior subpar product compared to the semi-private. So, like, that all matters, and that's what we talk about in our switch plan.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine a place where growth is the only option and where challenges become opportunities. Welcome to the Iron Circle, the epitome of business acceleration, personal growth, and professional camaraderie. Across the country, from every corner of the fitness industry, business owners just like you have found their tribe.
And when you really think about putting these 30 heads together, it was probably 200-300 years of gym owner experience.
Here, we dream big and execute bigger. Our members speak of breakthroughs, of transformations, of stepping out of their comfort zones to redefine success.
We just had our highest month ever since almost 7 years in business. We're close to $46,000.
We've turned isolation into community, uncertainty into solid action plans, and struggles into growth.
where you can attract those prospects, convert them to clients, have them raving about the experience of your services, even referring other clients, all while you're sleeping.
And for you to get the support and the knowledge and the experience to just accelerate up and beyond that, that's the ultimate hack.
Because together, we are more than gym owners. We are visionaries. We are pioneers. We are the Iron Circle.
Visit ironcircle.net to apply.
Yeah, and there's a couple things. There's two things I wanted to mention. The first was, you know, if you as the business owner, if you've decided, if the math is, if everything's on the table and you've decided that semi-private is the way, you have to figure out a way to do it. I mean, otherwise you're just going to continually be in the same cyclical position that you're in, struggling. You know, I've talked to hundreds of gym owners a year. To be in that seat and remain in that seat, to continue to complain about it without doing something about it, the problem is on you. Like, it's yours to change. Nobody's going to come and save your business but you. So when that decision's made that this is a better path for you as a business owner, you have to figure it out. If you need the help, that's what we do. The second is understanding that the numbers, you can touch more clients' results. You can serve a better, higher valued program. More is not better. More is more. And in this situation, everybody that we've moved over, the enjoyment side of the business, the net profit side of the business, all of the benefits the business provides to the owner sit in this seat, not the rat race, not the struggle, not the low value, you know, high attrition. It's the model that dictates the problems that you're seeing every day. And until you make that change, those problems are going to persist. You're never going to find the next marketing hook that's going to all of a sudden make large group the thing that everybody wants. And, you know, you've got 500 people lined up in front of your business. It's just not going to happen.
Well, I'll tell you, there is a demand for large group training. I would say that it's a lot easier to get a large group training client out there in the world versus a high ticket or high paying semi-private training client. In fact, that's what most of the large group training gyms or even semi-private training gyms come to us. I don't know how to attract this type of client. I can attract that type of client because that type of client is attracted to free and 6-week weight loss, quick result. You know, that's what drives those people in. And yeah, you can do that all day. But I will tell you this, you're going to be always doing that. It's going to be a constant churn machine. And everybody that's listening is like, yeah, you're right. It's easy to get them, but they're also the fastest to leave.
Well, let's talk about it's easy to get them. And in that situation, I would probably only say by volume, right? And front end and initial sale. Mm-hmm. But if we're looking at the business as the processes that it takes in order to create revenue or earn revenue, we've got a low revenue sale with large group, bringing in $179 a month, maybe you get to $225, $250 if you do it really well. On the other end of the table, we've got $400 to $700 a month from one client. At the end of the day, what do you need to do? You need to market and find that lead. You need to generate a lead. You need to get that person in for a consultation. You need to close that sale, convert them into a membership. And then the writing's on the wall when it comes to what is that person paying every month and how long are they staying? If we look at the work that goes into left or right, it's the same. When you have systems in place, it's the same. The systems are running the acquisition of that client. The benefit to a business with a semi-private client in your business was what? What was the difference in revenue over time? Average lifetime value was like, what, 1900 or 1300 for a large group?
Well, I tell you, that's 36 months versus for semi. Nine.
Yeah. So, I mean, nine at one's, you know, $179 versus $428 times 36. Which one do you want in your business?
Yeah, it was like five times.
So the benefit of attracting with the same work involved has a 5x return compared to a large group client. Why are you over here sitting here saying that this is where you want to be and pounding your head against the wall with all the problems and the trouble that come with it?
Yeah, let's do the math while you're talking.
So, I mean, again, is the juice worth the squeeze? What does it take in order to create revenue? Sure. Can you acquire a client a little bit easier when you're charging them less and the marketing and everything, you know, is geared towards a lower valued client, I guess? You're going to have more volume. Sure. Free. like Tim said, challenges, those types of things. But if you can attract a client that's got a lifetime value of, we'll have that
math here. Eight times. Eight times of the value.
So just think about that. For it's the work is the same. You need eight times the number of people in large group to equate to one semi-private client in your business.
Yeah. Client lifetime value.
Yeah, exactly. We're talking client lifetime value. So if the work that it takes to acquire a client is the same, lead generation, consultation, you know, nurture to consultation, close it and convert, why are we doing it? Why bother doing it with a low value client till the end of time?
Yeah, eight times. I think that's very powerful because you're right. You got to attract a market and you have to spend to acquire. And I would argue that the cost to acquire a client is not eight times.
Exactly.
More than a large group training client. It's probably twice, maybe.
So even at that.
It's worth it. But the point is it's astronomical how different it is on the other side of that change. Now, the scary part is how do I do it without losing all my revenue, which is we believe not to lose all your revenue. There's strategic ways that we do it. We do a state of the union address, do a phased approach. We look at your schedule. We look at your capacity. We look at the calendar. That has a lot to do with it. Yeah, we don't make changes in particular months of the year. All of these, you can make one mistake and this thing could collapse on you. Like we've seen gyms. It's interesting. We've seen gyms that say semi-private doesn't work in their gym. Then we go and ask them a few questions and it turns out it was not the same product at the end of the day, but it was more of a lobbed approach, yeah, and not even a thought out, transition plan. And it's, of course it doesn't work because you can't just throw it on the price sheet and hope for the best. There's education, marketing, meetings, phases, all the things. So listen, guys, you don't have to do this alone. The point of this message is it's like, we've got this thing figured out. We have a blueprint. Switchtosemi.com is the lander for this. If you have interest in switching your model, I think it's, the whole skate to where the puck is going thing. This thing's already probably passing.
Yeah.
Like you've been sitting over here on the sideline thinking about it, making a change from your large group or your one-on-one models. We have case study after case study from both sides of that model going into semi-private, and the gym owner's benefit is astronomical once they get into this new model. So if you need help with that, go look us up, whatever. Link in show notes.
Yeah.
Go find us. Hopefully that helps you guys. Nothing to worry about. We do this all the time and you will not lose money. In fact, you will be wishing you did it faster.
Every single time. Yeah, I wish I did this sooner.
Yeah. All right. That's it for this episode. Until next time, keep changing lives. See you on the next show. Bye. All right. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Built to Grow podcast. If you want more help growing your business, join our free Facebook group, Profit Accelerator, helping training gyms grow to $30,000 a month and beyond. We'd love to see you there. Go check out the show notes for the link and keep building something great. And we'll see you in the next episode.